In case you don't know, there will be professional football. XFL football this weekend. Tonight, the LA Extreme play the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. The Birmingham Bolts play the San Francisco Demons. Sunday, it's the Las Vegas Outlaws versus the Chicago Enforcers and the Orlando Rage against the Memphis Maniacs. Now, last Saturday's game between the Hitmen and the Enforcers had the second lowest audience ever for a primetime sports program. Our sports commentator, Ron Smashmouth Rappaport, joins us on the line from Fort Lauderdale. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And you know what? You can create new leagues, and the Chicago team is still 0-4.
You noticed that they were 0-4, those wonderful enforcers. Huh?
Yes, exactly. Enforce what, I'd like to know.
But, Scott, I have to tell you, after the first week, the ratings went down 50%. After the second week, they went down 25%. After the third week, they went down another 25%. Scott, somebody said it was like pushing the square root button on your calculator.
We're all getting a lesson in living math. But now, let me say something, though.
Yes, sir.
I've watched a couple of games. You know what I think their problem is?
Yeah.
Unlike the WWF, they can't rig a football game like this. And I think the problem is they're actually trying to play football.
Well, that's the trouble. Somebody pointed out, you know, that Americans will watch a lot of junk on television, but they won't watch junk football on television. That's pretty much what this is. Now, Scott, 50% of the league is owned by NBC, and these are some of the worst primetime ratings ever produced. And here's the World Wrestling Federation is the other 50% owner. And, Scott, what's happening there is some of their stock is going down. So the WWF and NBC say they're committed to 2 years. But I got to tell you, if the ratings keep going down the way they have, if they don't stabilize at some point, I wouldn't say it was out of the question that they'll pull the plug before this season it up. This is just another bad football television series, and I think NBC may respond the way it does with any bad television series.
Yeah, cancel it.
They're marketing it very unashamedly to a very young demographic, 18 to 32, I think. And you know what they're finding out, Scott? Young men 18 to 32 don't watch football early Saturday night. They're out in bars looking for young girls 18 to 32.
They needed to hire a Harvard Business School consultant to discover this?
Well, apparently they're finding out that there just aren't enough people watching television of the kind of people that they want to attract. This isn't the dumbest thing that television ever did, but you know what? In a year or so, they may be looking back and thinking that it's in the photo.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. This week, he's in Fort Lauderdale.